Well, yes, you might say. I mean, the Count was married, but there was an accident. He is not married now. His voice tapered away, and he drew my attention to something else, happy to leave the topic. Now, if there is one thing that always marks Angelina's trail, it is a corpse or two. It took no great amount of inspiration to connect her with the accidental death of the Count's wife. If the death had been natural, Kurt would not have been afraid to talk about it. He didn't mention the topic again, and I made no attempt to pump him. I had my lead. Angelina may not have been in sight, but her spoor was around me on all sides. It was just a matter of time now. As soon as I was able to, I would shake Kurt and hunt up the bully boys who had spirited me out of the jail. Buy them a few drinks to assure them that there were no hard feelings about the beating they had given me. Then pump them adroitly about the man who had led them. Angelina made her move first. One of the coal-burning robots came hissing and clanking around with a message. The Count would like to see me. I slicked my hair, tucked in my shirt, and reported for duty. I was pleased to see that the Count was a steady and solitary daytime drinker. In addition, there was very little tobacco in his cigarette. The sweet smoke filled the room. All this meant he was due for early dissolution, and I would not be numbered among his mourners. None of this showed in my expression or attitude, of course. I was all flashing eye and hell-cracking attention. "Is it action, sir? Is that why you sent for me?" I asked. "Sit down, sit down," he mumbled, waving me towards a chair. "Relax. Want a cigarette?" He pushed the box towards me, and I eyed the thin brown cylinders with distaste. "Not today, sir. I'm laying off smoking for a while. Sharpening up the old eye. Keeping the old trigger finger limber and ready for action." The Count's mind was occupied elsewhere, and I doubt if he heard a word I said. He chewed abstractedly at the inside of his cheek while he looked me up and down. A decision finally struggled up through his half-clotted brain. "What do you know about the Radebrecken family?" he asked, which is about as exotic a question as I have ever had thrown at me. "Absolutely nothing," I answered truthfully. "Should I?" "No. No," he answered vaguely, and went back to chewing his cheek. I was getting high just from breathing the air in the room, and I wondered how he was feeling. "Come with me," he said, pushing over his chair and almost falling on top of it. We plodded through a number of halls deeper into the building until we came to a door no different from the ones we had passed, except this one had a guard in front of it. A rough-looking brawny type with his arms casually crossed. Just casual enough to let his fingers hang over his pistol grip. He didn't budge when we came up. "It's all right," the Duke of Erdenrunt said, with what I swear was a peevish tone. "He is with me." "Gotta search him anyway," the guard said. "Orders." More and more interesting. Who issued orders the Count couldn't change in his own castle? As if I didn't know. And I recognized the guard's voice. He was one of the men who had taken me from my prison cell. He searched me quickly and efficiently, then stepped aside. The Count opened the door, and I followed him in, trying not to tread on his heels. One thing about reality, it is always so much superior to theory. I had every reason to believe that Angelina would be here, yet it was still...